A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This past Saturday, we buried my uncle. And even though he was married to my aunt for almost 40 years, and I was in their wedding as a flower girl at the tender age of 5, I wouldn't say I knew him particularly well. But what I do know is the way my aunt and my cousins remained with him even as he diminished before our eyes. First losing the right side of his jaw and then part of his lung, his hair, eyebrows, his strength, his vigor, his vitality. Finally, his hope for any sort of recovery. And when there was really nothing more that could be done, it frustrated some of us. Can't we bring more food, more fuzzy blankets? But no, the pantry and the linen closet, even the spiritual bouquet, were stocked. When I brought his daughter from the airport last week, she walked into the bedroom and said, is there anything you need, Dad? And he simply pointed to the space next to him in the bed. And she laid aside and put her head on his shoulder. But closer, he said. She scooched in more. Closer, he said again. I can't, she stated, or I'd be right on top of you if I were you. I'd be okay with that, he said. And a tear rolled down his cheek, and a tear rolled down hers. I've thought about this moment a lot in the past week. In the end, we don't want blankets and food or even, dare I say, prayers. What we want is those we love close to us. So close, they become one with us. We can't get them close enough. The deepest human desire is not for stuff, even the basic stuff we need to stay alive and comfortable. Truly, the deepest human desire is for communion, to love and to be loved, to dwell in each other's love. Is it really any surprise Jesus would express this desire himself the night before he died? There were no more trips to the temple to take, no more fishing expeditions on the Sea of Galilee to be had, no more calling and following and inviting, come. His last request, his desire, was that we simply remain with him, in him. It seems like such a simple thing, just staying. Really? That's all you want me to do? Be with you? Rest with you? Rest in you? Not serve you, not make great sacrifices for you, not move mountains for you? Really, just remain in you? Simple indeed. That is until you really try it. At which point we discover that remaining is among the most difficult activities that one can ever undertake. Sometimes it can be immensely pleasurable just to be in the presence of someone you love and spend time with them. It also requires the capacity to still be there. Even when you're bored of looking into their eyes and hearing their stories and would rather be watching TV or attacking your mass to-do list. And sometimes it requires staying in the same room when you are so angry with them you could spit. It means continuing to talk and to share your feelings even when they're ugly and tangled and create a wall of silence 12 feet thick. And sometimes, as I saw last week, remaining means you will see people you love in tremendous pain And it was such an uncomfortable place to continue to be. Or it means being seen in all one's weakness and vulnerability and need, which for some of us is probably the hardest of all. We often talk as if going requires the greatest strength. To keep going. We admire those run marathons and travel to far away places, sacrificing life and limb to conquer the frontiers of human capacity. And truthfully, the greater strength is not in going, but in remaining. And unless we nurture that capacity in ourselves, we'll never be able to taste the communion that every fiber of our being longs for. We will conquer the highest mountain and the greatest distances, but we'll still be hungry, because the very core of human is the need for capacity, that need for communion that we were created for. A few years ago, a Mexican catechist named Maria, who belonged to the same community I do, died of cancer. These words were found written by her hand next to her bed when she died. I close with them because they've taught me so much about what constitutes real strength and hope. She wrote, "It's not a question now of saying yes or no. It is enough to say, I will remain. How one remains is not important. It's enough to say, I will remain. The vine dresser called me at the first hour. The vine is history. He making it, I remaining in him. After all the crises that I have lived, God has always had a surprise prepared for me. Today I say, I will remain. The hope of the surprise he has for me. It just means continuing to work with God in another way in history and remaining." Amen. Amen.